The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to a special commitment episode of the Cards Cast as Chris Mack and company land another big addition for this upcoming squad as Sidney Curry, a junior college addition from John A. Logan College, announced that he is, well, University of Louisville confirmed that he has signed his intention to become a Cardinal, will be arriving on campus this weekend. I'm senior writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. And Jody, this is a big addition. It's been one that we've been discussing and wondering about the last couple of weeks. Finally came to fruition, and without question, I mean, this is a beef type of guy that you want down low under the block for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, he shot 74%, just under 74% as a freshman at JUCO for a reason, and that's because he dunks everything. Because he does miss. He has missed a couple, but not many. He tries to dunk every single thing. Look, he's not Montrezl Harrell. I'm not comparing him to Montrezl Harrell. I'm never going to compare anybody to Montrezl Harrell. But think of Montrezl Harrell when he caught the ball, what he wanted to do with it every single time. And that's Sidney Curry. It really is. He's a different player, a different kind of a low post guy, but he tries to dunk everything. And he does it with force. Like, he would love to rip down a rim and that kind of thing. Look, this all started back. Heck, Michael, we were at Collins High School when it kind of came out that he might be, some things might be happening. And actually it was the week after. And so that was in like June 20th, June 21st, something like that, that this all kind of started. And really it's been Louisville the whole time. I mean, after the backing off of the signing from Kansas, his family sat down and they kind of, we're like, where do we go from here? And Louisville reached out, and there was a connection with Malik Williams and his family, and Sidney Curry and his family. I think I might have said Sidney Carr earlier, did I not? I think I did, because Carr Curry. They're all. It's been a week of trying to keep track of all these guys, but Sidney Curry and Malik, there's a familiarity with the family, and so there was a connection there. They worked it out to when they could come here, take a visit. And then they went back and thought about some things and obviously had to make a decision. And then when he made a decision, Louisville, then, you know, they're going to do their due diligence. I mean, when a guy, you don't know issues or if there is anything when someone backs off of a signing like they did at Kansas. I don't know why. But you've got to do, you know, all kinds of checks and cross the T's and dot the I's. And it just took a little while for this to happen. And it's happened today, and it's a big addition.
Yeah. Also drew interest from Texas A&M, Maryland, Mississippi, Seton Hall, and some others, ranked number 9 in the 247 Sports JUCO rankings, number 3 power forward. And like you pointed out, he's a guy that loves to live around the rim, you know. And I think back to last season, Jody, and you know, a number of games, the North Carolina game jumps out where Louisville just got abused because of the size and the bulk that North Carolina had, you know, down on the block and working around the rim, and just Louisville just got pushed around. This is the type of, you know, guy you want in your roster who's not going to get pushed around. It's a great addition. It certainly is a need that this roster had. I mean, Chris Mack, I think, has done a fantastic job. Last year, the most glaring weakness was outside shooting. Obviously, they answered that through transfers, high school recruiting, and LL. It's also a junior college addition. But I think Sidney Curry helps that other, you know, area that, you know, that question mark area that their roster had, where they needed a little bit more bulk under down low, and this, you know, answers that question.
Yeah, no, there is a need, a desperate need, and just like shooting was, and so I think they've, you know, look, Roosevelt Wheeler being healthy, or knock on wood, hopefully still progressing like he is right now, will help them down low. Malik Williams being back will help them down low, and Sidney Curry is a major addition for them down low. You added some shooting to the roster, and look, seven newcomers, and they're all seven going to play. Like, it's going to be fun to see these guys and how they mix in. I will say this about Sidney. You know, the thing is, he's coming in a little bit. These guys have been playing for, you know, since the beginning of June, but still, there's plenty of time for him. You know, I saw somebody say, he's getting a late start. Yeah, but he's plenty of time. He's plenty of time to get going before what I'm thinking we're 115 days from the start of the season. So we're from the first game of the season. So we're good there. It'll be an interesting dynamic on how he fits in and how they do use him, especially with Ross McMaines and the new the new influx of up tempo that we've heard about. Because it plays into Sidney in a lot of dunks and a lot of things like that. So I'm excited. I'm excited for this kid, to see this kid and what he can do. We've heard a lot about him over the course of the last month or so. I'm excited to see what he can do.
Yeah, Jody, you've got a great thing on the homepage of CardinalAuthority.com right now that, you know, kind of reviews the roster currently, the many number of changes. As you just mentioned, seven newcomers, and that's on the roster. There's also newcomers on the coaching staff as well that are having a big impact on what this upcoming season is going to look like on the floor for the Cardinals. As you mentioned, we've heard a lot about the up-tempo. Every player and every coach that we've talked to, you know, have basically said how fast-paced practices have been. I mean, so what a difference just a few months can be. I mean, we think about how disappointed we were just, you know, it seems almost like yesterday, Louisville being left out of the NCAA tournament, you know, struggling with pace because of depth issues and, you know, COVID pandemic impact and, you know, just not that many guys they have to rotate. And now you look at this roster, you've got it spelled out there, you know, in this great report. I mean, you've got shooters, you've got, you know, guys that are, knock on wood, you know, that are healthy down low, and they're now picking up the pace. I'm really looking forward to this upcoming season. I mean, it looks like a roster that can do some damage in the ACC and beyond, really.
It's not that far away. There is still one spot left, one spot open. We don't expect, again, Travis Branham reporting this afternoon that, you know, Marcus Carr is down to Texas and an overseas option. I've been hearing overseas here in the last couple of days, so we don't expect that to happen. But you know what? There's still a spot there, and there's flexibility if there's somebody else out there, if something else happens. But I think I think the staff is cool with what they've got to run with. And I think this is a big addition for them. And we'll continue to keep you posted on CardinalAuthority.com for any of the latest news. The new addition, Sidney Curry, joins the Louisville basketball team.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.